If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money show. It's Tuesday, May 17th, and it's a delightful day in New York. And it's a delightful day for me, Jill, because Mark, we haven't had you on the air in quite some time. How are you feeling, sir?
Been a little while since I've joined you. I'm okay, not 100%, but I'm hopefully getting closer.
Mark had a little scratchy throat that turned into a burning hot sore throat. And so in the middle of the night, what did you wake up and take a test or did you take it the next morning?
On Tuesday, I wasn't feeling so hot. So I took a COVID test and it tested negative. And then overnight, Tuesday into Wednesday, I just like got way worse. And I just had chills like I've never had in my life. I was freezing and my throat was on fire. So I took another test and of course tested positive for COVID. No idea how I got it, but whatever.
Mark said that the test was so positive that it took about a second before it showed it started popping positive, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It lit up right away.
Oh my God. You poor thing.
So here we are. What is almost a week later and I'm feeling better, but I still have it. I'm still testing positive, but thankfully I feel better. So this I can deal with.
Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that. Especially I was sorry because I know how much you love talking about volatile markets. And so you had to really take yourself out of the game, sitting on the bench for a little bit. But meanwhile, I just will tell you, gang, that you know, Mark gets really sick. He feels awful. He is still working constantly. It's amazing to me because I was going to write you and say like, oh, I'll put the posts up. But then I knew you wouldn't trust me to do that. So I didn't even ask.
And you wouldn't know how to do it.
I think I have a list from way back when of, oh, wait, I don't anymore.
That's the old website. Yeah.
Right. I would have to talk to Karen and she would have to coach me through it. And she'd probably say, you know what? Send it to me. I'll do it. Because neither of you trust me. Basically,
she and I were supposed to meet up during this, but of course I had to cancel that.
Good God. I'm so sorry. Well, it's happening, gang. It's still happening. I feel like I dodged a bullet at the correspondence dinner because a whole bunch of people got sick. I was talking to you. Mark and I were recording. The last time we were recording, I told you that somebody I knew who I was with the day of the correspondence dinner tested positive, was quite sick. And, lo and behold, I was testing as we were, and I said, oh, I'm negative. And Mark's like, well, keep testing. So I tested every single day for 6 days after the correspondence dinner negative, which only means I'm delaying it because I think we are all going to get this no matter what. I mean, you can be double vaxxed, double boosted. I even know somebody who was double vaxxed, double boosted and got it again, second time. That's a lot of virus hanging in your body, don't you think?
I will say I'd rather get it being vaccinated because those first 2 days, like it was terrible for me. And that, you know, that's being fully vaxxed and boosted. So I can only imagine what it's like otherwise.
I know. I just want it to be mild. Maybe I already had it. And thank God you got it before you went on an airplane. You know, like now you know you've had it. But your spouse so far, knock wood, has not gotten it. Although she has a much stronger constitution than you. So she may will herself not to get it, basically.
Chinese.
Yeah. It's the Chinese genes. She's got it. I don't know.
They're like roaches.
All right. This is the program that tries to take the mystery out of your financial life. And I am Jill Schlesinger and he is Mark Talercio. And we are both certified financial planners. And the way we try to help you make better financial decisions is we encourage you to go to our website. It's jillonmoney.com. And you just click the contact us button and a form will pop up. Complete the form, and then tell us if you would like to come on the air. Today, we are joined by Samantha in Connecticut, who, as we record this, which is just before 10 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast, says that she is still in her bathrobe, even though I thought when she said I'm in my bathrobe, Samantha, I thought you were from the West Coast, and I was going to give you a little bit of a break, but it's 10 o'clock. Why are you not wearing clothing?
Well, Jill, I work from home since
and
March
that's it.
2020. I mean, why would I get dressed?
We should start making these video and audio recordings.
Yeah, no. Samantha said her video didn't work, and I told her that was fine with us. We're not. By the way, oh, interesting. There was some interesting research that came out. It was and it's early days, but there was some kind of evidence that when you are on a Zoom, the actual video portion is quite distracting. So the audio is more important, which Mark and I have always said that that's why we never have had a camera or done this with cameras, because I find it very disconcerting because my eye wanders to the visual aspects and I can't concentrate on the person's voice. So Samantha, I'm glad we don't have a video. I hope you have a nice robe. Is it a nice terry cloth? Is it something plush that you stole from a hotel?
It's plush. I won't tell you where I stole it from.
Okay. I don't want to implicate you. All right. What brings you to our airwaves today?
So I guess, I'm nearing 42.
Okay.
And have worked mostly in finance, I guess almost 20 years now. Mm-hmm. And I've never really liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I finally hit the point where I have what I think I guess a moderate amount of savings, cash, emergency fund, whatnot. I'm very lucky working in a well-paid job, but wondering if, say, my retirement savings is to a point where maybe I can look to do something different.
I love this idea. And you said you're almost 42 years old. Are you single, partnered, kids? What do you got going on?
Single, no kids. Happy aunt to seven.
Love that. You're like I am. Nothing like being an auntie. Okay. So emergency reserves, how much money's in there?
I think I have about 80,000, basically cash. Yeah.
Okay, great. Do you have a brokerage account also?
Yes, I do.
How much in there?
Not including the cash portion, 50,000 invested.
Okay, great. Now let's talk about the retirement. What do you have in retirement?
I have two 401ks, my current employer and a prior employer.
Okay.
A little under 300 total.
Okay. And prior 300. Got it. House, apartment, what do you got?
I do own a home for the last several years. Mortgage, I refinanced, thankfully, at these low rates that we had this past summer. $136,000 mortgage, yeah.
And what's the rate?
2.875.
Awesome. And it's a 30-year?
Correct.
Okay. How much is the house worth, you think?
$240,000, $250,000.
So emergency reserve, brokerage, retirement, $300,000. Any other assets?
A health savings account, I think $15,000 there.
Okay. That's great. How much do you earn right now?
$165,000.
What do you figure you need to really live on for, like, no joke, really?
So bare bones, I think I could live on, I wouldn't have as much fun as I currently do or buy so many presents for the kids, but I don't know, 50,000.
And right now on your earnings of 165, are you maxing out your retirement contribution?
Yes.
Okay. So we know that you're putting a good chunk of money away there. And are you saving in excess of the maxing out?
Yes. I have like an automatic, I forgot about this account. So this is why I do it automatically. Uh-huh. a high yield savings account.
Okay. How much is in there?
I put $1,000 a month. So that's about 15.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know, with your Delta SkyMiles business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/business.
So you're putting away $32,500 a year, and your 401k is pre-tax, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. No Roth assets, no old IRAs anywhere. You just the old 401k and the current 401k, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you want to do? What should we do with your life?
Well, I try to think about the people I like interacting with. And they
besides me and Mark, what do you think?
Oh, we can talk after this. I'd be happy.
Exactly.
People under the age of 10 and over the age of 80.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite people.
Okay. So tell me what you're thinking about. Are you thinking about like, hey, I would like to be an early childhood education teacher. I'd like to become a licensed home health worker for older people? Like, what do you think?
So those things exactly cross my mind. And then I think, well, do I need, you know, more education? I'm pretty done with education besides my own daily, you know, learning, but formal education. So, right. It's like, what can I do based on me being me?
Well, I mean, look, there's a few different things that come to mind. First of all, if you only need to live on $50,000 a year, you can change your career and you'll be able to be fine. You won't save a lot for retirement, but, you know, you'll be fine. And you're probably going to make more than $50,000 a year. Are you college educated and you've got a brain? You're going to earn more than $50,000. Okay. That's the deal. It's just the current market. The question of what to do and how to do it is interesting, though. I mean, look, I'm hearing from folks who are making these kinds of pivots all the time, right? And they're saying, well, you know, finance, it's okay. You make good money. It's great. So there's a few ways to think about it. Well, maybe I should go enroll into some sort of certificate program where I don't have to like leave my job and I can do something, you know, sort of part-time, you know, see if I like it. You could also start to just sort of be philanthropist with your time, that you could essentially volunteer to work in some organizations just to see if you like it before you make the leap. Because look, making the leap is for real, right? And you are making good money. You have a nice retirement savings. You're not like, it's not like you have $3 million in the bank. You're still going to need to save going forward. So whatever you do, I think you could do something transitionally. And then we'd want to see you get your income up. But you know, presuming you have no other big fat debt that's hiding out there, it seems to me you're a good saver. So, I mean, Mark, what do you think? How do you think we should approach the idea of giving Samantha a break from her boring finance job?
I think this reminds me of like when side hustle was really getting popular a few years back. I would try doing something on the side, get something going while you're still employed.
Oh, yeah. Like maybe what you could do is maybe you could tutor. Maybe that's something that you might want to think about. Maybe you could say like, oh, I'd love to tutor young kids, or I'd like to go shadow somebody in a private school. Cause you know, the private schools, they don't need you to be certified and, you know, have your master's degree and everything. And maybe you start doing that off the side. Or is there like an old age, an assisted living facility where you might be able to just talk to people about like what it's like? I would treat this almost as you're doing some fact finding. And that's what I think you should do.
I like it.
Is there any aspect of your current job that you like that you could somehow transition into doing something on your own?
The trouble with my current role is it's quite time consuming.
I hate that about jobs.
You know, it's weird, right? But it's beyond, you know, like eight. I am on the call with you right now, so I suppose there is some flexibility. But typically, you know, it's like 8:30 to sometimes 7 o'clock at night, or checking email, you know.
Why are you working 8:30 to 7 o'clock at night and only making $165,000 a year? Do you get a big bonus?
It's not, I do get a bonus. I don't know if it's a big bonus, but I don't know. It's the culture.
You hear the dogs don't like your culture.
Aha!
I want to tell you that right now.
They're not happy about it.
They are not happy with that culture. I like the idea of trying to do something off the side of your desk. And maybe, are you working weekends right now?
I avoid doing that.
Okay, because maybe this is going to be a weekend thing that you have to use. Because I don't know, like doing it in the middle of the week, if you are working that many hours, you know, if you're basically working 10, 12 hours every day, if you can do something on the weekends, here's what I think. Think of it as like a fun investigative project first, right? And then talk to people and see what's out there. And, you know, I don't know, like, it's funny. It sort of reminds me of that moment where people are like, I'm a good cook. I'll open a restaurant. And it's a terrible idea, right? First of all, have you gotten a raise in a while?
They're okay with the
money.
Like a 6%. I think I got about 6% this past year.
I mean, so the idea here is that, like, is it just what you do? Is it the place you do it? That's like kind of big question, right? Then the next question is, you know, if I were to go somewhere else, what would that look like? Would it be the exact same thing? And would I just be happier if I made a lot more money for it? Or is this something where I say, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be trying this on the weekends. Let's see. And then you kind of transition to it. And then, by the way, in the transition period, I like that you're building up your savings. That's still good. Like, I want there to be savings for sure, because you want to make a transition. You know, don't assume any more debt. Don't do anything else. But let's see what you find out. I'll tell you what. Mark, let's make this time bound. How about if we give you a 90-day period to do some investigation and you report back to us? How do you feel about that?
I like that. I like having a time frame, and this is a nudge because I think you're telling me a lot of things.
All right. Let's give you 90 days to do some, just do some work, find out like what these jobs pay. Try to see if you can either volunteer or just do some chatting with people and say you're considering it. Find out like the awful part of the job. I mean, listen, my mother-in-law is 98 and we have home health aides for her. And these people are unbelievable. You could not pay me enough to do that job. I mean, I love my mother-in-law, but truly, this is hard work for real. That's what I got for
nursing.
You.
I considered nursing when I was in college and I did a summer certified nurse's assistant, CNA, program at the hospital. And I quickly ditched the idea.
All right.
That's probably eliminated from the list.
Samantha, the name of this episode is the 90-day plan. Okay? 90-day plan. You got 90 days and you report back to us, okay?
Okay, deal.
All right. If you need a 90-day plan like Samantha, just get in touch with us. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, tell us what's going on, and we will be happy to help you out. Don't forget, you can follow this podcast wherever you get your podcast, Eye on Money. You can also find our sister broadcast, Jill on Money. By the way, when you're on our website, don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Okay, very good. Mark Talercio, co-host, executive producer. We are distributed by CBS and we drop episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Deep breath, gang. It's a long month so far and it's not even halfway over, or it's just halfway over. Put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Remember our mantra: curiosity, compassion, community. Thank you for listening and we'll talk to you on Thursday. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.